That the middle of the Sedra, the Sheikh the Yonah Shomer Moshe Vilaran Beth Mitzrayim Lemur, Hakodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodosh. Now, you know that Rashi says at the beginning of Reshit, Loihoya Hakodesh Tzorach Lahaskil, Elo, Mehakodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodosh. So this is sort of the beginning of the Torah. Why? Because it's the beginning of the Mitzvah Satori. From here on, again, there were mitzvahs before, but they were really given after Matan Torah again, like Mila and Pir Berivyas, Kidanoshet. But these are the beginning of the Torah's Sefer HaMitzvot. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Chodeshim means that there's a Cheshbon HaChodeshim. This Chodesh should be the Rishon LeMinyan, LeMinyan HaChodeshim. So the Ramban asked, what in the world does that mean? Sof kol sof, the Minyan HaShonim starts from Tishrei. So what is the Minyan HaChadoshim? The Chadoshim mean the number of months as sections of the year. Well, what's the Shach to say? The order of months has nothing to do with the order of year. It's difficult to figure out. I mean, it's easy to say it, but it's difficult to figure what in the world does that mean. So the Ramban says that this, the order of months means starting the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nisan is the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what we're really doing is not counting the order of months as sections of the year, but we're counting the Nisan is the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. B'man tizker es yom seish hamesh mitzrayim kol yom mechayyavah. And every time we mention a month, we're speaking of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the months were not always known by that name. HaChodesh HaRishon, right? HaChodesh HaSheni, HaChodesh HaShlishi. Litzeis B'nai Yisrael Mi'ez Mitzrayim. The Mela, it leads to L'man Tizkor Es Yom Seish Mi'ez Mitzrayim Kol Yom Mechayecha. In a similar way to the days of the week. Yom Rishon b'Shavas, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi. What does that mean? It means in the order which culminates in Shabbos. So you're always mentioning Shabbos, and it's like Shalom Hazokin, who was Oichol Kol Yom of Lekvod Shabbos. Shabbos was something that every activity in the week focused on Shabbos. The preparation for Shabbos began immediately after the previous Shabbos. So that just like the days of the week are preparation for Shabbos, so too the existence of the day is something that reminds you of Shabbos. You use it to jiggle the memory, to jiggle the consciousness of Shabbos. So too the existence of a period called a month. The moon makes a cycle around the sky. And whenever it does, so it's ma'oire, the machshava, to think of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which it means so much to us, of course. It gives us our emuna and our ability to understand that the Rosh Hashanah controls the bria, hashgacha. And Yetzias Mitzrayim, of course, which whose entire tachlis was to lead to Matan Torah, right? Like it says, "Voice Yachasam in Mitzrayim, Tavnas Olakim." That's the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And I mentioned it the other week. And Yeshem Lekeichem, Hashem Hakesias, from Yetzias Mitzrayim, Li Yoslechem Lekeichem. So, thinking of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Ma'orah the Machshava to chazer over constantly, to be constantly aware of all those Yisoides or Amuna which say the name Chizuk. And if they're not thought of, that's why it's L'man Tizkor, it's Yom Tzeshman, it's Yom Tzeshman, Kol Yom Mechayecha, it's deep and very important thing. We say it in davening many times, and we say it in Kiddush on Shabbos, Zech L'Yisrael Mitzrayim. But you know, very often it's just a dibur peh. Now, Chet Shekotonu Lefanecha, the dibur peh, the vidur peh. And it has to be something that comes from the inner consciousness that lead us to think of Yisrael Mitzrayim. Now, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh, together with the mitzvah Korban Pesach, right? And HaChodesh Hazeh itself is a mitzvah to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh, right? To look at the Levona and to say Eidus, because they're Eva Kadesh. It's also a mitzvah. Many mitzvahs have spoken about this parasha. One is Kiddush HaChodesh, and the other one is Avos Korban Pesach, with all the mitzvahs associated with it. So, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodesh is really telling us that from this moment on, our view of the world is different than the rest of the world. The rest of the world counts time according to the cycle of the sun. And we count time according to Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not the moon as opposed to the sun, Rabbi said. Although the Gemara says that Bizman Shama Oiris Loikin, so it's the Simen Re'alo Oilam, and when the Chama is Loikin, it's the Simen Re'alo Chol Oilam, and when the Levona is Loikin, so it's the Simen Re'alo Yisrael. Why? Because Yisrael is Moinim L'Chotche Levona, and the rest of the world is Moinim L'Chotche Acham. What? Like it when there's an eclipse, Poshet, or whatever. Red is also bright, the Gemara says red and white, but in other words, it's something that interferes with the light of the sun. But the point is much deeper than that. It's that our time, our minyan, le'inyan shnoisa, le'inyan halvona, or le'inyan yitzias Mitzrayim, our minyan, which means our relation to time, is spoken about only in terms of Yetzias Mitzrayim, in terms of the minyan in the mitzvahs, in terms of our closeness to Hashem Yisborach and Limud HaTorah. So the world is not like a natural condition which undergoes various cycles and various movements, and that we analyze these movements that produce this effect called time and so on and so forth. Much more than that. From this moment on, HaKadosh Hazeh Lachem, Yerush Chodoshim, from this moment on, our concept of time is changing. Time is now just merely something that is used by us. It's used by us to reinforce, to strengthen our relationship to the Baruch Shalom, to Yerush HaKadosh, so that the time is a way of speaking of Klal Yisrael's special role as being the Mekayimei Mitzvah Hashem. And that's why the beginning of the mitzvahs, the beginning of the Torah, of the Chelek HaMitzvah Shema Torah, Koye Tzorach V'Haskol HaTorah V'Achresh HaZalachem, begins with the reformulation of our whole attitude, our conceptual attitude towards time. It's a thing that we're used to in certain ways, so we take it for granted. But when we think of the beginning of the day, we think of shachris. That's how the day begins. Not when we sometimes talk of the particulars of the beginning of the day. So alois hashachar, and it's hachama. Oh, what does that mean to us? So we think of Zman Krishma, we think of Zman Tfilah, we think of Ben HaShmoshes, right? When we speak about the afternoon means the Mincha, Vayi Ba'alois HaMincha, right? It jiggles our minds to start making Reshbet, Did we daven mincha? Right? Is there a minyan? Where is there a minyan? And when we think of the night, we think in terms of Meir, or the night seder, or whatever it is. I remember, I think I might have mentioned here, somebody said that around the time of the year service, so Chaim's Yahrzeit. So Chaim was either Tzaddik, he was the Mashgiach in Spring Valley. And there was a fellow who left the yeshiva, and eventually and he got married, he went to work. And so Chaim met him in the street one time, Shalom Aleichem, yes, that's him. He said, "Nu, how's it going?" He said, "Baruch Hashem, I married, I have a child," or whatever it was, "and I'm in this and this business." And so Chaim said, "And was could you didn't say this?" He didn't have this. "Was could you didn't say this?" He said, "And the Talmud of Rosh Hashiva means was to it by nach." That's what he said. "Well, Talmud of Rosh Hashiva means what I do by night." So Chaim said, "No." He said, "I mean, what do you do the third Seder?" And he didn't know how to react. So finally he told him something. And he came back to me. I met him later and he told me this incident. I explained to him what Rebbe Chaim was really telling him. He was telling him that the yeshiva man, so now you're married, now you went to work. So the first two Sedorim are taken up. It's a Bechia, just like the fellow has a Chasna. He missed a Seder. Something else happened, he missed a Seder. So he goes back the next day, or missed the first Seder. So the afternoon is not called the first Seder, because that's the first one. Right? The morning was zero, now the afternoon becomes the first Seder. No. The afternoon is the time, in reference to time, that period of time is called the second Seder. Right? That's what Yeshiva Bacha knows. The third Seder is the night time is not called night time. The night time is called the third Seder. For I, in the winter, it's all dark, and in the summer, part of the third Seder is light. So it's not the night, it's still the day. But that makes no difference. That period of time is the third Seder. Then when the fellow got married and he left the yeshiva, so there's no reason why that attitude to time should undergo any change at all. The job that he has only affects the first and second Seder. But the third is kidekoi koi. Right? That's the way it is, exactly like it was before. And that's for the rest of your life like that. Once you begin to say the night, so then all of a sudden something of very great importance is lost to you. You lost it. The night never changes. It's still the third Seder. There are many things that are done for the third Seder also. You know, there's more obligations, there's chuppahs, there's weddings, and the children, there's this and that and the other thing. So the time has to be adjusted to conform to your schedule and to your obligations. But self-called, tonight is the third Seder. There's no night, it's the third Seder. And once you view time in those terms, so then your clock is still a Torah clock. And if your time is viewed in terms of morning and afternoon and night, 9 to 5, the beginning of the day is 9 and the end of the day is 5, because that's when you go home from work and 9 is when you start work. The attitude to time has to be unchanged throughout life. It's a tremendous thing. HaChodesh HaZeh L'chem Rosh Chodesh V'Dat Yisoyim. From now on, a month is not a cycle of moon. A month is a way of relating to Yetzias Mitzrayim. A month is a way of relating to the ideas that flow from Yetzias Mitzrayim, which are mitzvahs. HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem means Kiddush HaChodesh, right? And Rosh Chodoshim is the Kiddush of Rosh Chodesh, which will bring us Chiyuvim and Karbonis. Huh? And then comes Kutchim and all kinds of mitzvahs flow from that concept. Very important insight. something to think about, because what the Rishul Chaim didn't fully explain it to him, because he just jarred his consciousness and wanted him to understand it himself, right? And wanted him to see that time is not as you think. The morning, the noon, the night. The morning has a name, Shachar. The period between the morning and the afternoon is the first Seder, which is now occupied by earning a living, carrying out your chayvus of ano epach yoyke v'yayz, which is a Torah document. The afternoon is the second Seder, the evening is the third. Something happened to be arranged, matters which are performed in the first and second Seder, but nothing happened to the third. Kidakoi koi. Periods of time that they are minds of the kingdom. Right? Periods of time, we say. Right? What's the Erev HaVayikra Tzoroayim? It's when we daven. Noidu l'cho al nasapati l'secha. The end, noidu l'cho al nasapati l'secha. When? Well, wait a minute. But on what are we noidu l'cho? Al chayenam tzoroayim. Al mishrata. Al this, al that. But when are we noidu l'cho? Erev, Meir, Boiker, Shachar, Tzoroayim, Mincha. That's when we're noidu l'cho al nasapati l'secha. Understand? That's the times of davening. What happened by Yohan Ovi when he was about to get Chol Yisrael to make that wonderful declaration, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim. What does it say? How does the climax of that episode begin? Vayhi Ba'alois HaMincha. Vayigash El Yohan Ovi, right? That's Vayhi Ba'alois HaMincha, that time of the day. Godel Tfilos HaMincha, Chazal said, right? Sheherei Loi Mena El Yoh El Tfilos HaMincha. So Bayiba Lois HaMincha means it came Mincha time. Rava de Rava. And it came Mincha time, Elio HaNovi now was able to approach the people. Before that it wasn't the right time. It wasn't the time of the day that's identified with the Rabbeinu Shlom. The even Klal Yisrael, who was Shakua in the Avodah Zarah, Baal, terrible matzah. But the time to jiggle their minds was that's what it means. That's what the afternoon means to us. Tzorayim is mincha. Tzorayim is moidim. Moidim from the Sabbath of the Tzorah. Right? They have a vayker of Tzorayim. And you'll notice, Rabbi Say, how our mindset follows this pattern of thinking. It's extremely important. And never to move away from it. I mean, they lost the Zua. And we think of the spring, Yihine has a self over, Hageshem Kolafolachloy, Hanitsonim Nort near Boretz, Esazon Higia, beautiful, poetic, romantic, kind of terms in Shashir. What do we think of when we think of the springtime? Purim, Pesach, right? And the Chachamim baking nuts, all the events just sort of, that's what the springtime means. We're not thinking of the birds chirping, right? Esazon Higia. Of the buds and the trees, Hanitonim Nir Ba'oris. No? It's a certain mentality. And that's together the deepest sense of HaKhoyosh HaZelochem Rosh Chodosh. I'm introducing you to a new concept of time. Your minion, your attitude towards the world is no longer in terms of the agricultural year, of the, right? Fiscal year in American holidays. It's astronomical times, whatever it is. This is your new time. Look at it from now on. Oil and void. Whether you're in the yeshiva, whether you're out of the yeshiva. It's all the same. In the yeshiva, right, we have a summer's man, a winter's man, this man, that man. What does that mean, as man? Time. It's identified in terms of what masechta you learn, right? What perek you learn, all that goes into the Gidre Hazman. Now, I want to jump to the next parasha. I don't remember if I said this or not, but Yes, if I didn't, so I'll tell you now, because otherwise. The next parasha, the parasha of Mishchu, Kulachem, Tzayin L'Mishbukhoi, Seichem HaShachat V'Hakosah. Right? Okay. So I tells you the whole Seder of the Hakrol et HaKorban. Right? The previous parasha. It told you a lot about the Korban, but now it's telling you over again. Some details that Akuda says over didn't say before, and so on. Tvila. Okay. And it says like this. V'hoya ki tavoya v'la'oras ha'shitam Hashem l'chem kasher diber. V'shmaratem esu avoyda azaz. Okay? V'hoya ki yamir aleichem b'neichem mo avoyda azaz l'chem. No, if your sons will tell you more about Yisrael Tzolchem, Amartem, you'll say, Zerach Pesach Ulo Hashem, Asher Pesach Olbote Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Benot Beis Mitzrayim, Vesvetein El Yisrael. This is the Zerach Pesach, the Baruch Hashem jumped over our houses, he killed the Mitzrayim, he saved us. Vayikud Hom Vayishtach. Right? The three Pesachim, they're very well known. These are three Pesachim that almost everyone knows by heart, because we repeat them in all different ways. Right? It's all in the Haggadah. Rashi says like this. Rashi says, why did they bow down? Right? What was so important when they heard a parsha? They never said they bowed down. In the parsha halacha. It doesn't say after the parsha of short time and short mood, but Yikadon v'yishtachti. Eilam mishpotim, evadivri, and it doesn't say Yikadon v'yishtachti. Even after the Matan Torah, it doesn't say that. Right? It says Vayaron, Vayanu, Vayanda, Meirochai. It doesn't say Yikadon v'yishtachti. So what's this Yishtachbo? Okay? So, it's a kasha, huh? I don't think of that. It's like it sinks a chayin in the thought. It's like you don't So Rashi says the following. Al besoyos ha-geulo ubi as ha-oret ubesoyos ha-bonim shigiyu lohem. Good? Three things. They bowed out of gratitude. Okay? It was a bowing of gratitude, which we find all through the Torah, right? We're not accustomed to that kind of thing, but we do find the Europeans sometimes when they want to show a sign of gratitude, they bow very deeply. Thank you. Right? They don't bow down to the floor. But bowing is a sign of gratitude. In America, it's informal. Right? So an American wants to show gratitude, they'll say, thanks a million, you know, something like that. So, and he'll express it in a very informal way. But around the world, it's still common to find people who show this sign of gratitude by bowing. So by Yikadon, by Ishtachu, bowed out of gratitude. What were the things? Three things. Al Besoyas, Hagula. Why? Because they were told. Where were they told about the Gula? Because it was said, Boya Kisavoya la Oret, Ashit Nashem Lochem Kasha Dibe. That's the Besoyas Hagula. Capital Yud Beis, Posek, Chav Zayin. Yikud Ha'am Vayish Kapitel Yud Beis Pasuk Chav Zayin. Yeah, well, 27. Okay. Ubiyas Ha'oret, same pasuk. Vayik Yisavay Olaret Shos Tusi Shos Gula Shos Ubiyas Ha'oret. Okay. Next. What's the pasuk of Besaras Habonim Shiulahem? Vayik Yamar Leicha Benecha. Okay. Good. Clear. Luchar is a Pilei Plor. Okay? What's Pilei Plor? They were told that they're going to have sons. I mean, what really is the Tzur? That means every single year they'll have children. Every single one. It won't be such a case that they'll be even without children. It doesn't say that. And it doesn't say anywhere that every single family has children. Now, Elamai, they'll have children. I mean, did it ever happen in the world that there was a whole nation? They came to out of Mitzrayim. They all came to Eretz Yisrael. and they shouldn't have children. Huh? Let's go a little further. How many children they had till now?
Six.
Yeah, she should be carried Sechet, right? But you threw it, but you should too. Right? How many did they have in the 40 years in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar? No increase. Right? There was Shishim Riva in the first minute, Shishim Riva in the last minute. There were a few thousand. Tiny. Fraction of a percent. You take a look at the minyan in the time of Dovid HaMelech, you find that it increased by double in size, that's all. Over how many hundreds of years? The increase was a very slow increase. 2 million instead of 600,000, that's all. Triple in size. So to triple over 400 years, it was any minuscule compared to the rate of increase in it, right? So if anything, the rate of increase went sharply down. So what did this Vesaris have bought? Huh? What in the world does that mean? But the kasha is small compared to the next kasha. Which bonim were they going to have? Rabbi said. What does it say in the Haggadah? Rosh HaMahuayim. Huh? Mo'avoyda zois lochem. Right? Yavato haka yeshino v'morloi. Right? And with that also Hashem leave, it would say, leave aloi loi. Ilo hayo shomayo loi hayo nigo. So which b'neichem are they going to have? V'hoye ki yamir aloichem b'neichem, mo'avoyda zois lochem. So they're told they're going to have Rishayim. If they would have tzaddikim, there's no besori here. Unless they were told, I'm a kulam tzaddikim. If I'm having children, there's no besori no matter how you look at it from all angles. On the whole ummah. Ne'elamai, they were told they can have special children, good children. Like we say, Yiddish and Nachas from the kinder. But what were they told? They were told they can have children who problem children. Right, children at risk. What do you do? If when you hear a son ask such a kasha, so you have to call up the Project Yes to figure out what to do. How parenting, you take a course in parenting. But since we mentioned the Haggadah, so, the more avodah zayis lachem is l'chayre, has to be understood. What did the Rashi ask? Lachem, lachem v'loy loy. Hoisi as hasman akla. L'ufisha hoisi asman akla kocha b'ik. Right? Yafaka, what are you going to answer him? Ba'avazel os Hashem li b'tzeisim mitzray. But that's not what it says in Pasuk. In Pasuk it says, v'amartem zevach pesach ul Hashem. Yeah. So it's Chayav Stir. Where did the Baal HaGadah get this from? He gave it there. That was there. Osa Shem Li. Leave a loy loy. Huh? Now you know where that pasuk is. That pasuk is all the way at the end. And of course, who gets that pasuk? The Sheni Yadei Elisha. Right? If you look at the end of the Seder, so you notice that the Ashi Taka says the Sheni Yadei Elisha. It actually says, "Kan Romas Tshuva LeBen Roshu." Romas Tshuva LeBen Roshu. Why my Rosh Hashem leave loy loy? Pasuk Ches Kapitel Yud Gimel. These pesukim you don't need to know the number of pasuk. That's pesukim that you know. We just read in Vayeki Yachal. Yad LeBincha Loymer Bavizel Rosh Hashem leave if it takes me a second. Oh, the with the Rashi, etc. Yeah, she is Khan Rama Tribal Benaj, but that you know from that God. But that way, it's not here. The Rosh is all the way in the beginning. Moreover, take a look, your boy said. What about Maratem Zevach Pesachul Hashem? You know where that answer is? Who remembers? Where is that in that God? Maratem Zevach Pesachul Hashem. Kosal Emma Shloishad Vormalolu, Layotvi Lechavos, Velu, hey, Pesach. Matzah Mor, right? That's what Shoyah says. Mor, when Matzah Mishnah Kaya Al Shemor, Right? Al Shum, Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the Shalom Tzayim Shanem, V'amartem, Zevach Pesach HaLashem, right? So that's the Pesach of the Pesach. That's the answer to the Fear Kashas. Right? When the children ask the Fear Kashas, they get an answer. What's the answer? The answer is, V'amartem, Zevach Pesach, and the Matzah, and the Morah. They ask, what's the Matzah and what's the Morah? Of course, we leave out one of the kashas, so we substitute another one about the subim. That's just a substitute dish, a deepir kashas. But what was the real kasha? Huh? The real kasha is, why is there a korban pesach? That's the real kasha, the original kasha, not the makeup one that we use. And the answer to that is, v'amartem zevach pesach l'Hashem. So that's the climax of the whole seder. That's the teres for the Rosh and the Chochem and the Tamash and the Elishol and for the wife and children and everybody. And for the father who's answering the kashas. The whole climax of the Seder, the Iker, Tifu Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Iker, the God told Vincha, everything is that teres. And to whom is this teres said? To the Rosh. Instead, the Haggadah snips that teres away from the Rosh and he tells them a pasuk from the Sheni Day Elishol. Right? So this whole the parsha requires Ein Hamikra Ze Oimer Elo Dor Sheni, right? Ah, what are you saying? Never thought of these things before. Some of you thought of it before, Mr. Amir. Oh, it's a very. Just throw one more consideration in there, boy. Say, What do you do when you have this son? This Rosh. And by the way, who's this Rosh? So these funny illustrators who made these pictures in Haggadah, they'll have the Chochem, they'll have an old guy with a long white beard, some sage, right? Big Rosh Hashiva, Rebbe, Tzaddik, whatever, right? Elderly man in his 80s, 90s. No? And who's the Rosh? Rosh is some wicked looking person, right? Like some mad, monstrously evil person. And who's the Thomas? So, like a silly, stupid looking person, training, they look a little infant that's, sucking on a bottle or a pacifier. What does that mean? All those pictures are pure nonsense. The Chochem, the Rosh, the Tamash, and the Israel are all children. They're all children who ask, Hoyki Yisholcha Bincha, Hoyki Amalecha Menecha. They're children, they're not adults. They're not old men with long beards, they're not monstrously evil people, nor the infant in the crib is not someone that you could say, Yazdol Bincha, you can't talk with him, he doesn't know your language. And whatever the Tam, maybe it's possible that Mitzvah is talking by the Tam, basically. But these are all children, these are all young children. The Rosh is also 10, 11, 12 years old. He's under bar mitzvah. Maybe he could be a teenager too. So what does the father do with his son, the Rosh? Hake Yashino. You make his teeth shudder and tremble. Tell him, Zogam Arayim and Tipika, right? And tell him, I was there, Hashem, leave Eloi Loi. Out, right? Imagine if somebody would give such a teres and they would report it over to the expert on proper parenting, right? You know, tell him this thing, your life parenting skills, you have to take a course and, right? We taught how to do it. You got it all wrong. So what's the old Haki Yashina? What do you hope to accomplish with it? You want to take the son and get rid of it, throw him out of the house, put him on the street, say you should be homeless. What's the tachlis of Hakei Shiva? Oh. And remember, this is all part of the Besoira that you have to bow down for out of gratitude. Vayitu Om Vayishtach O Besoira Zabon. No? The obvious questions, every single one of them. Now, let me just to get as quickly to the point as possible. We spoke before about Nachash Zelachem Rosh Chodesh. The whole avoided throughout our lives are avoided. It's chinuch. Chinuch sounds like something you do when children are very small. It sounds like something that's done with little children. Adashim once said, it said, and I say it's form kadmoinim, it says, Chanoch onar al tidarka, gam ki yadkin lo yosef mimena. He mechanoch the child as he grows, so that when he's old, he won't go away from chinuch. He'll still be mechunuch his whole life. Lo yosef mimena, right? He won't go away from the derech hachinuch. Because all our lives we're trying to learn new things and discover new things and train new things. Look back into that same Lat Gemor and the same halacha that we learned, the same shtikl musar, and teach ourselves and build ourselves up constantly. And yet, at the young age when the child is very sensitive and he needs a certain level of chinuch, we have to come. And the Gemara says in Kedushin there's a chinuch. The major chinuch comes when the child is 16, 18, right to 20, to 22, 24. That's all the Gemara there in Kedusha. That's the Ikar. Because then it's real, and the mind is, you know. Had the other chakar kafta the dach, Rashi says it goes on the whole chinuch, not just lasi yish. Even when he's married. Or because in those days they all get married, right? At 18. And when that's all the chuppah, so where's the chinuch at 24? Married, he had a couple of children, he's still got to be mechanech. And after that he got to be mechanech himself. But the idea is Rabbi Yisai, there's a resistance sometimes. And you don't know what to do. So you have to take each child and give him the chinuch which is suitable for him. Imagine somebody has prepared an excellent shiur. And they'll take a kid who has no shachas to this kind of thing, and they'll begin to tell him over with a bright smile and a gleam in his eye, the wonderful chiddush. And this kid is thinking of the latest baseball scores or some other silly thought. And when you speak to him, you lose him in 2 seconds. He'll tune out, like they say. And his mind is now focused on something else. And your whole beautiful drosha, which you enjoy so much, is absolutely valueless. It would be better if you went into a closed room and set it to the wall. In the meantime, the kid is yawning from boredom. What do you have to tell such a child? You have to tell him exciting stories and make him get interested. What if you take a fellow with a sharp, inquisitive mind who's always looking to ingest new information and think into it? He got cautious, he's really, really tip top, his mental sharpness and everything. And what do you do if you come to him and you tell him all these stories? You'll like to lose him because he wouldn't find any intellectual satisfaction from all your maisalach. So, what's he going to do? He'll listen to the Maizalach and then he'll go somewhere else for intellectual satisfaction. Right? He might go to the wrong places. Ah! So how are you mechana? So you have to look at the child. Each one is different. Right? So, Achocha, Maha Waimir, right? Moha Edes, Vachukim, Vashpotim, Vashitim, Hashem Lekenu Eschem. You see, the kid has a lot to figure out. He worked it through, and now he comes to you with kashas, and he explains to him. You gotta know, this kid is chayre. Afata emor lo kichuchas ha-pesach. Right? Kichuchas ha-pesach. Get a solid, halachic, grounded discussion. Open his mind and bring him values and ask him kashas and tell him dinim and tell him deep, profound thoughts so that his intellect could feel stimulated by what you tell him, and he'll respond to it with a chizuk of his emunah, and he'll grow. That's the food that you got to give his brain. And when you have this palm, right? Adam could be a fellow who was very, very inquisitive. He reads the newspaper every day, turns to the sports section, though. And anything more than that sort of dulls out. Now you talk to him, you have to say, "B'choizik yodo, it's yodo Hashem Yisrael," right? That's what you tell the Talmud. Because the Talmud is known, he says, "Mazoy." Mazoy, but no, there's no depth, there's no details, there's no profundity, there's no previous work that he put into it. He stands like a fagodlant kid, you know, fakletz, like they say, like a block of wood. He looks at everything and he sees something strange, he can't take it apart, he can't separate one thing from the other. It's just a general sort of amazement. Mazoy, so you have to stimulate it. And what about the Sheni de Elisha? No, at Tzachlo, you got to open up his mind. You got to make him want to think. Sheni de Elisha, by the way, is probably the Roy of the adult population of America. Sheni de Elisha is where they're not interested in anything at all. And it's only the only exciting things are just the current, you know, crave. As soon as we finish with Bora Bora and Kandahar, they'll up to something else. Whatever it is, it's just all transient and temporary and superficial. And you want him to start thinking. So, at Tzachlo, you got to open them up. But then you have the Rosha. And the Rosha, Rabbi Say, is resistant. The Rosha is resistant, very resistant. Hoitzi Atzmai Menakwal. And you know when a person is Hoitzi Atzmai Menakwal? He could be the politest person in the world. Right? And you'll talk to him for 2 hours, and he'll ask you a lot of questions, and he'll take a lot of answers. It's in the weekdays, so he'll take notes. Right? And he might even write up a term paper on the primitive views of the Orthodox, right? Or the ultra Orthodox. What? Fundamentalist, yeah. Now, so what do you gain by talking with him? As you talk, the distance between him and you, it grows stronger and stronger. And even if he sounds polite, but it's like the politeness of Esau sometimes. He says, he's even going to show you that he relates to your, what do we say, ultra orthodox cultist attitudes. Ketzad Masa and Nefamelach, Ketzad Masa and Nefamelach. So, what do you got to do? Number one, you have to know one thing, Rabbi Yisrael, that whoever has this kind of attitude, there's one thing that nurtures it, creates it, builds it, preserves it, and that's Gaiva. It goes hand in hand. The fellow who's thinking of your inferiority and his superiority is a Balgaiva, just by definition. So if he says that his modern views are superior to the ultra-Orthodox views, that he's not saying that. He's saying that he is superior to everybody else. That's really what he's saying. And he looks down on everything in the world. But he doesn't look down with disdain. He looks down with politeness, which makes it more difficult to deal with. So, how do you get to him? The way to get to him is to puncture his gaiva. And that shakes him up a lot. Take a look at say, it's an interesting question you just asked. Mm-hmm. You know, there are others who asked that question before you. And say, really? That's interesting. I didn't know that. Tell me more about it. They'll say, yes, when the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim, which we're speaking about, there were quite a few, according to some opinions. There were four-fifths, you know, that's right. And they asked these same questions that you're asking. And that's why they were left behind by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Because they were considered sort of like waste material, you know, the fact that it was incorrigible, people who it was no use to stimulate their minds because their minds were useless, you know, petrified, putrefied. So you would probably been one of them, you know. And the kid is shaking. And he says, no, it's not really like that. I really want to know. Please, don't talk to me like that. I really want to know. Right? So that you got it. In that second, what do you do? In that second, there's only one thing to do, and that's to give him authentic Torah, because that's the only thing that's going to save him. You can't do it when he's not ready to be a Kabbal, but you could do it when you hit him in that second. Hakei Yeshino, you sort of got his teeth, his Kaivadik teeth, which he bites with, and now they're not so sure and confident. For a second, briefly, they're trembling a little bit. So answer it. And tell him, Vamartem, Zevach Pesachu Hashem. I'll explain to you. And that's why the heart and the essence of the tshuva, the Haggadah, the real Haggadah, the culmination of the entire city of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Shalayomar, like we said, Pesach, this is it. Everything is there. Vamartem, Zevach Pesachu Hashem. Shepesach Avodah Yisrael Mitzrayim. The Nokvi Mitzrayim, Vizbetenu Hitzim. And explain to him, and he'll listen, and he'll hear it. And he'll know the difference between those who were left behind and those who went along, between those whose minds are, and shamans are functional, and those whose minds are useless and dead. And he'll begin to hear it, and maybe that'll be Masir al-Muta. It has to come instantly. Osuliyami, right? The beginning of Yirmi, it's Shtayim Roy Osuliyami. Oisi Osmu, right? So Chazal say, what are the two roes? Oisi Osmu Vestero. Toirosi Shachochu. Il mole Oisi Osmu Vestarosi. Loi Shachochu. Hamor Shaboy Masir Lamuta. You want to catch this kid, this beloved child of yours, that your heart is going out, and you see the trouble that he's in. And you see that he's in a risky matzah, and you don't know what to do. So God guides you and tells you what to do. And tells you this is how to handle it. Right? Shake him up for a brief moment, and then get to him and fill him up with real, essential, authentic Torah. And that's why Vamartem Zevach Pesachu Hashem, which is the essence, and there's a lot to speak about in that pasuk alone, that's the essence of the entire Haggadah. Boy, right, it's the punchline, it's the culmination of the Ikir Kasha, the Fear Kasha. And the main kasha is on the Korban Pesach. Why do we have to only ask the kasha on the Matzahs and Morah? But the main kasha is the Korban Pesach. Because that's the avoidah. Moha avoidah atoif lochem. Right? The Matzahs are only adding to the avoidah. True, it's a mitzvah derayis of Erev Tarif Matzah. But the main avoidah is the Korban Pesach. So even if we don't have it, we could still, simulate it. After all, don't we say in our God Chayav Adam Lias Asatzmai Kihilu Yosim Yitzrayim? So we could make believe we have the Korban Pesach, and we could ask the same question, right? And actually, I believe that's exactly what took place in this parasha. And V'choya Ki Yomer Leichem Menechem Mo Avoda Zois Lachem. Right? It says like this previously. Okay? Keep this avoided. Stick to it. Work on it. And then, you know what you'll gain from it? What if it will happen? If you'll end up having a problem with your children and they'll say words of the Rosha and they'll ask you questions, like the previous children who you lost, 80% got disappeared because you have no answers to their questions. And they looked on you like outmoded relics of a dusty past that was taken out from mothballs, and you don't belong in the in the up and coming modern civilization of Mitzrayim, right? The pride of the world. But you're part of the Hebrew kid. Some outdated remnants of. Yeah. What do you tell them? Boy, Kiyam Alechem and Echem, and you got trouble with this kid. Ma Vois Vois Lechem. So the answer is, from now on, you have material. From now on, you have medicine. From now on, you have parenting skills. What to tell him, what to stimulate him with, what to build him up with. Zevach Pesach Ul Hashem. And your children are no longer going to be at risk, and you're not going to lose them anymore. But you have a Torah, and the Torah is filled with light. Hamor Shaboy Mazir Lamutav, because this is the beginning of the Torah. Right? And now that you have it, so if there's a little darkness in the brain of your child, you have enough light in the Torah to illuminate it and to retrieve this kid with all his problems, and there you are. Now you have a whole new Mahalach HaChayim. That's the new world that is opening up to you. The world of Torah, the world of new time, new halachas, a new mind, a new mentality. I'm sure Zechel Ibrahim used to say that, why do we put together Zechel and Masa Bereshit, and Zechel and Tzias Mitzrayim? Because in a certain way, Tzias Mitzrayim is like Masa Bereshit. Huh? What took place at Masa Bereshit? Well, Yitzer Hashem Elokim, right? The creation, or Yitzira. And what took place by Tzias Mitzrayim? Amzu Yotzarti Li Tzilosi Yisaperu. It's also Yitzira. Creation of a new world which didn't exist before. A world of Torah, a world of Palisro, a world of Bereshit. What does Bereshit mean? No? Huh? Bishvil Yisrael had the Bereshit, Bishvil HaTorah had the Bereshit. Right? First Rashi. Bereshit. That's the Dorsheni. And now when Palisro was created, that's the master Bereshit. Right? The Torah and Klal Yisrael are now new creation. So it's the Yetzirah. Amzu Yotzarti Li Tilosi Yisaferu. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over to the people. Bahoya. And now, differently than before, now that you have it, so Avoida Hazois, and Bahoya, if it will come to pass, Ki Yomer Leichem Anechem, Avoida Zlechem, you'll have problem children. Oh, Amarta. You'll have the Morah Shabbat Torah, which will bring him back and put him on the right track. And who knows what could happen to this endangered soul who was on the brink of being a Rosh. And you got him now, right? That's the Besorah Sabon. Not the number of children, right? The only Besorah Sabon that you could possibly tie trying to this parsha, the Torah of Bonin in a way that would make the people so filled with gratitude that you could only fall to the floor and bow down out of such thankfulness to Hashem Yisburg, to enlightening their lives, to giving them the key to the future, the key to maintaining an unbroken chain of Torah. Forming a nation from these doyers called Klal Yisrael, right? Which is what the whole world was created for. So you could only start. Shabbos. The bracha is not that you'll have bonim. The bracha is how the doyers have bonim. Take to the children what you'll teach to the children.
Why didn't the Baal Gadi use that for the Rosh?
The answer to the Chochom, the Tam, the Rosh, the Shem, the Elishul, all the same answers. The answer is what it says at the end of Haggadah, Pesach Matzah Morah. That's the answer for all of them. They all get the same answer. But how to address them, how to stimulate them, how to relate to them, how to formulate in which terms the answer. That's the difference.